The first and only listening session in Western New York was held yesterday in Buffalo. Betty DeFazio is the co-chair of the Accessibility Task Force and spent 2 hours listening to the current concerns of disabled riders.
From the remarks, we'll be creating a report and providing that to Governor Cuomo and the legislature so that they can begin to address some of the needs.
So what are some of the needs from this first session? For Ian Foley, a Western New York representative of the American Council of the Blind, it's the voiceover technology on smartphones. He says mistakes are hard to correct on ride-sharing apps, even if you call or text ahead of time.
Other issues are more so the drivers not announcing themselves when they show up to pick us up. So we don't know that that's an Uber or a Lyft car. We don't know if that's any other car or if it's actually our ride arriving. So there's some training issues that probably need to be addressed in that area.
Most drivers currently have little to no experience helping customers with disabilities. Brittany Perez is the director of outreach and engagement at the Center for Inclusive Design and Environmental Access at UB. While changes in vehicle designs, app features, and partnerships with local organizations could take time, Perez says training could provide an immediate impact.
Whether it's an online webinar that drivers sign up for requiring drivers, maybe they get an extra credit or they can earn a small amount more if they take on these extra trainings that can help people learn about interacting with clients, better customer service, about what it means to transport someone with a service animal or someone with their mobility device.
But there is a bigger looming problem for disabled customers who live in rural areas when it comes to not just ride sharing, but transportation in general. There's a lack of options. Restoration Society Program Director Gail McKee says you would be lucky to get a driver to come out to counties like Orleans, Genesee, and Wyoming. And even if they did, it would be too expensive.
Our RTS service that somebody mentioned, that's what we utilize in Genesee and Orleans counties as well, runs from 8 to 5. There are some Saturday hours, but very much limits not only employment, but social opportunities out in the community that was mentioned occur in the evenings and on weekends.
For Foley, lack of transportation was the deciding factor in where he lived.
I myself grew up in Chautauqua County out in the southern tier and came here for school. When it was time to look for jobs, I had to stay in the Buffalo area because that's where the Metro buses were. That's where the jobs were. Back in the 90s, there was no Uber, there was no Lyft. Cabs were extraordinarily expensive. And unless I was going to ride a horse to work, I wasn't going to be able to get there. So I ended up staying in Buffalo, even though my heart is in Chautauqua County.
Whether or not affordable ride sharing is a possibility for rural areas remains to be seen. But Perez remains optimistic that solutions can be found.
We heard from a lot of local partners here in this conversation who want to be working with the TNCs and have the vehicles and the service providers and the well-trained professionals to do so, but we've got to build those bridges with those companies.
The task force behind these listening sessions are made up of representatives from organizations that serve people with disabilities as well as companies like Uber and Lyft. Their final report should appear in front of the state legislature in early 2019. Nick Lippa, WBFO News.